First of all, Rebecca, on this big story.
Yes, the QWERTY keyboard may have been around for as long as most people can remember, but it's now being challenged by a new layout, which researchers claim makes thumb typing on a touchscreen much faster. It's called the Calc, K-A-L-Q, and we can find out more from one of the developers behind it, Dr. Per Ola Christensen from St. Andrews University. Good evening.
Hello.
So what is wrong with the QWERTY keyboard that we all know so well?
The QWERTY keyboard is okay for regular desktop keyboard typing, but it's ill-suited for thumb typing on a tablet. Basically, okay. The QWERTY keyboard, even if you use a split QWERTY keyboard, will cause thumb strain, and it's not designed to optimally make use of the fact that you can move both thumbs in parallel to type really quickly on a tablet.
How did you design your keyboard then?
So we conducted a series of human factors experiments, first of all, to understand properly how people can leverage their thumbs to type as quickly as possible. And then we collected emails, mobile email data. And then we fed all of that data into an optimization algorithm, which searched for the optimal keyboard arrangement that minimized average movement time of the thumbs.
And how much better are you claiming it is than the QWERTY keyboard?
After 8 hours of practice, our study participants type faster than a split QWERTY keyboard. And if we let them practice between 13 and 19 hours, they can reach a 34% performance improvement on average in comparison to standard QWERTY keyboards.
There will be resistance to this, won't there? Because not only do you have to retrain people for hours, but also all the hardware that you've got.
Well, the beauty with a touchscreen is that it's very easy to reconfigure the keyboard, right? You just draw the keys at a different location on the touchscreen. But you're right, before the touchscreens, it would be very difficult to make this happen. But because of the touchscreens, I'm actually hopeful that we can break out of this curse of the QWERTY.
Basically,
the QWERTY keyboard has been with us for such a long time.
How are you actually launching this keyboard? How will people be able to use it?
So we're going to release an app, an Android app that will be released for free of charge. And we hope to have it released by the end of May.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much. Dr. Per Ola Christensen from St. Andrews University talking about the Calc keyboard.